Rend your hearts and not your garments. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the things I like about the old Roman breviary is even when we have a late Mass, we're able to pray through a lot of the readings as the readings that precede the antiphons in the ancient divine office. The one that struck me today when I was praying it was actually the same line that we heard in Joel today, which is, rend your hearts and not your garments, or tear your hearts and not your garments. Think about that line for a minute. Tear your hearts and not your garments. It flows very much in concert with what we heard in the gospel today, that what God is not looking for is the exteriors, but the interiors. And I think we have to take this to heart this Lent, that God wants to change our hearts. What does it mean? It means to let your heart be broken over your sin, over your own sin, not the sins of others, or at least not to start with. But to start Lent with the question, how must I tear open my own heart for the way that I tear open the heart of Jesus on the cross? We know from the book of Hebrews that it says that every time we sin, we re-crucify the Son of God. So that's not just sentimental talk, that we break Jesus' heart when we sin. Look at the side of his chest. It was our sins that opened that. So let our prayer be today, for the rest of the next 40 days, Lord, let my heart break over my sin as your heart is broken over my sin. And when you think that that's just overly sentimental, we look at the cross. You know, the word in Greek, when Thomas appears, or rather when Jesus comes to Thomas in his body, Thomas put his finger in Jesus' hands, but the word in Greek is haido, what goes in Jesus' side, fist. In other words, Jesus' side was open so wide, Thomas could put his fist in there. This is Jesus' heart opened up because of our sins. Lord, break my heart, not for the sins of my spouse, not for the sins of the person in front of me or my neighbor. Break my heart for my sin. Or does God look at your heart today and say, you're beautiful, never change? If you think that of yourself, you need to beg for the grace of repentance today, because spiritual pride or envy is the worst sin a man can commit. Now, Our Lady did show most people go to hell for sexual sins, but the worst sin we can commit is spiritual pride, because it's Satan's own sin. So what a beautiful opportunity we have today that we can look at the cross and say, Lord, break open my heart. Break my heart over my own sin as your heart is broken over my sin. Because the good news is this, when you crack open your own heart in sorrowful repentance, grace comes streaming in. Be not afraid of a changed heart this Lent. Not for your neighbor, not for your brother, your sister. Beg the Lord today to open your heart, that your heart might be teared open. Tear your hearts and not your garments, and turn to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, patient and rich in mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.